This is Akashvani, the news read by Juliet Arakel. In Maharashtra, the much-awaited cabinet expansion of the ruling Mahayuti government is underway at Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan is administering the oath of office and secrecy to the new ministers in the presence of Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar. 16 ministers from BJP while 10 from Shiv Sena and 8 from NCP took oath as cabinet ministers today. Among prominent names include State BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule and party leaders Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil, Chandrakant Patil and Girish Mahajan. NCP leader Hasan Mushrif and Shiv Sena's Gulab Rao Patil were also sworn in as cabinet ministers. Now the swearing in of new ministers of the state is being held now. The oath-taking ceremony comes over a week after the Chief Minister and Deputy Chief Ministers were sworn in at Mumbai. The winter session of Maharashtra Assembly will begin tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the concluding session of the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi is chairing the conference for the second day today. He chaired the meeting yesterday as well. The three-day conference, which began on Friday, aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the central government's resolve to end the menace of Naxalism from Chhattisgarh by 31st of March 2026. He hailed the state police's effort in curbing left-wing extremism over the past year. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Rajpur to mark the prestigious President's Colour Award to Chhattisgarh Police. He appealed to Maoists to join the mainstream and make the best use of the surrender policy of the state government. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today inaugurated the Geoscience Museum at the Victoria Market Building in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. This state-of-the-art museum represents a unique initiative by the Geological Survey of India to showcase the wonders of earth sciences while promoting scientific temperament and knowledge sharing among the public. The Vice President also unveiled the statue of Maharaja Srimant Jivaji Rao Sindhya at Jivaji University. In Uttarakhand, the 10th edition of the World Ayurveda Congress and Arogya Expo concluded in Dehradun today. 54 countries participated in the four-day event. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said several important discussions took place during the World Ayurveda Congress and Arogya Expo, which will have far-reaching results. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 28,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first 2 weeks of this month. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 22,766 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets and 4,814 crore rupees into the debt market. Nation is paying homage to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his death anniversary today. Fondly known as the Iron Man of India, Sardar Patel is a pivotal figure in country's struggle for independence. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi remarked that the personality and work of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel will continue to be an inspiration for the countrymen for the unity and integrity of the nation and the achievement of the resolution of a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 29th of December. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. In hockey, India will face China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.